News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There's been a lot of debate recently over the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and the impact that it is going to have and how long that impact is going to last in terms of the economics, particularly in fuel and energy prices. A lot of people beginning to look and see, is there a way that you can reduce household energy consumption? Well, the International Energy Agency has a 10-point plan to try to reduce fuel consumption with advice for consumers and householders. With us is Niall Farrell, who is energy economist at the ESRI. Niall, I would imagine people would take a fairly jaundiced view at the notion that you actually can reduce your energy consumption in any meaningful way. Can you?
Hi there, Anton. Thanks for having me. The 10-point plan put forward by the IEA put together a few sort of pointers, and I suppose it's an international viewpoint on what people could do to maybe reduce their consumption. Few more relevant in an Irish context than others, but there's a few that I would highlight that I think are helpful in the case if there's some sort of restrictions to be put in place, but also just in general. I think given that prices have gone up, these are things that I myself am taking on board. One or two just to highlight, I think some in relation to driving are really interesting. So one suggestion by the IEA was to maybe for people to cut their speed on the motorway. So they did a rough calculation that if you went from, instead of driving at 120 kilometers per hour, went down to 100 kilometers per hour, you could save up to maybe 20% of your fuel savings. So the reason for this is because it takes a lot more energy to get you from maybe 100 to 120 than say from 60 to 80. You know, when you're driving in the car yourself, it takes a bit more pressure on the accelerator to get you to 120. And it's just that there's extra drag on the car. So that's a really useful one. If you can reduce your consumption by 20% and prices have gone up by maybe 25 to 30%, you're reducing a good chunk of your added expenditure there by that change alone.
What about at home? Have we been lulled into a wasteful sense of indulgence where with central heating we warmed the entire house instead of the old days where you had draft excluder, fire and an extra jumper?
Well, that's not on the IEA, extra jumper is not on the IEA list of recommendations. But you know, it's not. If there are ways to help yourself out in that regard, definitely. I suppose the last few years since Ukraine, we've all been trying to be careful in how much heating we use at home. So I think a lot of people are used to that. Maybe we might have to just be a bit more considerate of that as well going forward.
And the one that surprised me was the suggestion that you should move from using gas to electric cooking. I suppose probably induction being the most efficient.
That's right, yeah. Now, this is, of course, a more longer-term thing. If somebody wants to change their cooking appliances, that's a big investment and not so easy to implement overnight. But I suppose the big thing here is that to try and move away from gas cooking, if you could. Maybe not so much a short-term measure. Definitely something maybe somebody might consider in the longer term.
And presumably as well then, the transport being a significant one, the shift from, even if you are driving slower on the motorway, ideally get out of the car entirely and get onto a train or a bus.
Yes, so they do encourage people to use public transport where possible. I think a lot of people have been trying to use public transport, and it's something that people have been pushing for as much as they can. But if there are opportunities to get on the train or bus, definitely people should do their best.
Niall, thank you very much. That is Niall Farrell, who is energy economist at the ESRI.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.